Good morning. Good morning, Community Bible Church. It was easier when there were fewer people here. But we are glad you're here. We're glad that you are glad to be here next to friends and reconnecting. And just whenever you may have arrived, perhaps you've been here all year, maybe you just got here last night. Whatever it is, we are glad that you chose to be here with us. We're celebrating a special Sunday. Every Sunday is special, but today is our
things old have passed away, and all things have become new. Wherever needed, wherever wanted, wherever unwanted, bring something new to each of us, a new and living way. New wine, new joy, new promise, new opportunity, new perspective, new start, new hunger, new anointing, something fresh, something clear, something astounding, something astonishing, something bewildering, something of you, something new, a new revelation, a new insight, new truth. Whatever it may be, whatever new is needed, imparted to this congregation, to each home, to each marriage, to each child, new season, new beginning, newness of life, for you are fresh and always relevant, ever troubled, ever present help in time of trouble. We celebrate new wine and new joy today, a new fresh start and a new day. This we thank you for in advance by faith, and everyone else said, amen. Let's give the Lord praise today.
We're going to repeat the chorus.
All you have given me, Jesus,
no tags.
Bring new wine out of me.
Make me your vessel.
turn to the person next to you and tell them we're doing something new. You best get on with it. Okay, ushers would come forward. We're going to worship the Lord now in the giving of our tithes, our offerings. I don't know what you did this week. I don't know what your increase was, but the Lord's looking for his portion, apparently. That's what he's doing right now. The Lord's looking for his portion of gratitude and worship, of our increase, of our life, of our heart, of everything that we do. Think about this as we bring it to him. He desires that we not rob him. Interesting. He also wishes that we would test him. Even more interesting. You know, there's a lot of tests I didn't really pass in life. Just barely some. A lot of them I just barely passed. I was the bumper sticker in the back of my parents' car that said, yeah, my kid gets average C-minus grades at XYZ Elementary. And we love him anyway. Sort of proud of him. Parents were cheering for me. I went to the University of Georgia. That pretty much says it all back in the 1980s. See? Okay, so what do you expect from me anyway? Let's pray. You brought increase, we bring you your portion. That's all there is to it. For the upbuilding of the kingdom of God, seeking first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, that all these other things will be added unto us. You're taking care of us, you're providing, and then some. Our cup runneth over, pressed down, shaken, stirred up, and running over. Thank you for being the God of running over. When the rest of the world is arid and dry and lacking. Thank you for your provision. We give back to you for your kingdom's sake. In Jesus' name. God bless you this morning as you give.
Lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love. Good morning. Can we give them one more big round? That was so nice. So if you haven't plugged into the creation, music, and arts, now's the time. So we got wonderful things happening over there led by Maddie Mays and Julie Hughes. And just the kids and the spirit and everything's just been so powerful. So if you need to be blessed, please plug into the Creation Music and Arts Academy that we got going on. So my name is David Parrish, and I'm the youth pastor here, and I get the privilege of working with all of these youngins over here and helping out Julie Hughes, our children's director. And we're honored to be here today to tell you kind of about what's going on. But last weekend, we got to go plug into Atlanta to a mission trip called City Tankers, which is a homeless mission field where in the inner city of Atlanta, there's these things called food deserts where there's no grocery store within 5 miles. So people that live in these places have no access to any real healthy food. Their entire life, they've spent shopping at convenience stores. And I love ramen, but a cucumber tastes pretty sweet after about college, you know. So. Anyway, so we've got a video we'd like to share just honoring our youth plugged in. They jumped right in. They did a bunch of different activities. They passed out water bottles and socks, praised the Lord over people, prayed over people, and also told them that there is hope, that there is places plugging in where they can go get food. And they also passed out groceries and just really did what Jesus said to do, which is serve, right? The greatest of these serve. So they washed some feet. So I'm just super proud of them. So here's a little video honoring the youth mission.
What's up, guys? We're CBC Agape Youth here, partnering with City Tankers for the week, and I just want to share the love that they've been spreading out to the city. We got to go out with them yesterday and do a water bottle sock outreach. Today we're packing up some groceries here for the Fresh Fruit Fridays, adopting a neighborhood and passing out groceries. Praise God for what He's doing here at City Takers, and we're just happy to be a part of it. God bless y'all.
All right, a big round of applause for City Takers, too. They would love your support as well. So if you or your small group or you and your family would love to go plug down in them, please let us know, let Kim know, the church, and we'll get you plugged in. It's a life-changing mission opportunity that's only about 2.5 hours away. Some of you live in Atlanta, so it's literally like a knock away. But anyway, I would like to introduce my wife and really the backbone of all of the youth here, Kelsey Parrish. And she's going to help me pass out some things for our graduates. We're graduating 5 youth from high school, moving on to better things. So we'd like to call them up right now. We have, if y'all can just join me up here, all of you. Chase is in the back, and we've got Jedediah Clark. We can give him a hand because he's worthy of it. We got Abigail Vanderweel. Chase Salmondrood, we'll step over here so y'all can come in. And Hampton Woodman. So we also have Dakota Bailey, who is already committed to working at Deerfields Christian Camp this summer, so he cannot be here. So prayers, support, whatever you can do for him. But he's been with us for about 4 years now, and he's just been a joy to watch him grow in the Lord. And he went to City Takers with her last year, and So just a little bit about it. We got Jedediah Clark. He has been with us since before me. He's actually older than me as far as the youth goes. And this man just has a heart for the Lord. He just clearly has a relationship, and it's really exciting to see how he's grown since I've got to know him. He's been a huge blessing. So Jedediah Clark's going to be working at OEI, and so go check him out. Next, we got Miss Vanderweel here. You probably, if you haven't heard her sing, it's exciting. This girl has a voice from the Lord. She has a heart of worship. She's our little David, our tribe of Judah. And she's been on us for the worship team for a long time. So just praising God that the youth band started with Maddie Mae, so Abby could be a part of it. So Abby's going to be moving on to Clemson next year. And so just to become a veterinarian in studies, right? And so pray for her there, because, and yeah, but anyway, we love Abby. We're so proud of her. Abby Vanderweel. Next, we have Mr. Chase Somadrud, and he's been my right-hand man since I've got here. He took me in. Normally, we're supposed to take the youth in, but he took me in and showed me the ways. And, whether it's tech, music, worship, God, study, preaching, Chase is all over it. I'm really excited to bless him as he goes on, because he's blessed Kelsey and I so much. So he is actually going to serve with YWAM in Hong Kong. So big plug, if you are looking for someone to support Chase Almondry, we are expecting big things from him. His heart is for the Lord, and we're just really excited to see what he is doing. So Chase Almondry. Last but certainly not least, we have Hampton Woodman, and he's been with us now for 3 years, and he plans to go to Liberty University, so praise God for that. But he's plugging in to Christian school, and he's going to study computer science, and this kid is a whiz. If you go in his room, he's got all sorts of things that he's built, and so God's really going to bless his hands, I can see it, and more importantly, his mind. So we're just really privileged to be here with him, and again, good luck in Liberty University. All right, y'all, if y'all would join me in praying for these folks right here. They can't get away without a little Jesus, so we'll come in here. Kelsey, look at this side. Y'all just stretch your hands out. I don't feel so alone.